get the Nes Hayam, so Sheyeima b'kol ha'nechta b'kol ha'nechta. Rashi said, I'm going to get the Nes Hayam, kol u'tloretz korolim Nes Hayam, bar mi'bod, ki yom alikam. According to Rashi, so when it comes to this, Nes Hayam, it means every place from Chutzlaretz. Abgamil ha'imei, ha'amivim ha'rakim ha'chad. That's what the Gemara calls Muchas. Very close. Reb Lezer and Nehemi are Kvarud and Lut. So according to Reb Gamliel, so according to Tanakame, if somebody delivers, if Shliya delivers, he gets from Smuchas, like in the Chago, so then he doesn't have to say from Nechtu. He does not have to say from Nechtu. Only if it's not Muchas. However, Rabbi Gamliel says that even from Smuchas, but both Talikame and Rabbi Gamliel agree that if Ishliya delivers a get from what is called Mufloiz, so then he does not have to bring, he does not have to say Ponech Ponech. So then Rabbi Lezer says, Afilu Mikvaludim Lulut, not only if the Ishliya delivers a get from Smuchas, even if he delivers, he gets from Mufloes, also. Now, what is Mucheis? Mucheis means very near at Israel. Mufloes is more than near. A certain city could be very close to at Israel, but it's not Muflam. It's not enclosed within the Tchum of at Israel. What is exactly the meaning of Mufloes? Enclosed within the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi Daf Dalet, I mentioned an example. I mean, we are not going to spend time on it. But the Miri, as we approach this Gemara, so we'll see that Rashi. So, but the Miri says that there are two shittas. One pshat is that Mufloes means that if it is surrounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So that's called Mufloes. Let's say, if you have, let's say, here is Eretz Yisrael, and you have here Eretz Yisrael, and you have here Eretz Yisrael, and here is Chutz Lo'aretz, here is Chutz Lo'aretz, and then you have a city that is surrounded by three sides of Eretz Yisrael, here Eretz Yisrael, here Eretz Yisrael, here Eretz Yisrael. So then it's complicated. That's one pshat in the mirror. A second pshat in the mirror is whether this coincides with the Rashi Daf Dalet or not, remains to be seen. But then another pshat that the Miri mentions in the Blois is that the Blois means that if a certain village or a certain city is within the radius of 2,000 tamo from Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's smuches means close, but it can be removed by more than 2,000 tamo from Eretz Yisrael, so it's still close. But if it is within 2,000 tamor, I mean, that's like a Tchum Shabbos. So then it's called Mevlois. So there are two pshat in the Miri, what Mevlois is. But anyway, so here we have three shittes Tanoi. The Tanekame. Tanekame says, I may be getting the Nesayam Tzorshim of Nechta of Nechta. But from Smuches, he doesn't have to say for Nechta of Nechta. Needless to mention, Mevlois. Rab Gamliel says, even from Smuches, he doesn't have to say Ponechta Ponechta. Even from Smuches, he has to say Ponechta Ponechta. But from Mufloes, not. And Rab Lezer says that even from Mufloes, he has to say Ponechta Ponechta. Now, the Shein made the question against Rashi. Rashi says that it means a Yam is Chutra. So that means that According to the Kami himself. So, if he would deliver the gift from anything in Chutzlot, regardless how far it is from us, from Chutzlot, Rashi is Madgish Chutzlot. Call Chutzlot, call me as he are. So suppose you have a city that borders on Eretz Yisrael, and it's 2 feet away, 1 foot away, 1 inch away from Eretz Yisrael. It's still Chutzlot. As long as it's beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutz Lo'aretz. So then, It follows that the Koneta Nekami is the same for Nechtam. But Ramdam Meir is the one who says, Avamei Minareke Benachagor. Minareke Benachagor. That means, from Smuches, he doesn't have to say. So he has to say, Abtao. Even from Smuches, he has to say. The implication being Kanekami, he doesn't have to say. And Mubloy is certainly a Koneta Nekami, he doesn't have to say. Because even Rav Lezer will agree, even Ramdam Meir will agree. With Hanekami, that from Vloyes he doesn't have to say. But according to Rashi's Pshat, Kol Chuzmer has come in as a Yam, so that implies any place beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, even if it's 1 inch away, even if it's Muches, and even if it's Mubloyes, as long as it's Chuzmer. So because of that, many of the Shanim say that as a Yam does not mean, Medinas Hayam does not mean Chutz Loretz. But a statement says that Medinas Hayam means Imokim Rochak. It doesn't necessarily have to be overseas, because overseas, a city that is overseas is far away. So any city that is far away, even it's a Yabosha, I mean, even though it's not across the Yam. So it's called Medinas Hayam. This is what the Ritva says. I mean, this is the Shita also. Now the question is, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Kol Chutz Loretz Kol Minas Yam. So that, then it implies that even a Kol Kanekame, who exempts Smuches and Mugloes from Yachtam from Yachtam. But any city in Chutz Loretz, even 1 inch away, as long as it's beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, he has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. So what is Ramdam Meir Mesi? What is Ramdam Meir Mesi? Now, so we have to say that according to Rashi, that even the Tanakam, even Tanakam will agree that if a Shliah delivers a get, from a city that is Chutz Loretz, and proximity is of no importance, distance versus proximity is of no significance. Even that, according to the Kami, if a Shliah delivers a get from a city in Chutz Loretz, he has to say Panechu. No matter how close it is. But Ram Gamliel says, Apa maybe minoreke minachaga. According to the Kame, maybe the Rekim Nachago, so has to say for Nechtu for Nechtu. So, has to say for Nechtu for Nechtu. According to Rav Gamliel, he has to say. But according to the Kame, he doesn't have to say before Nechtu for Nechtu, if it's maybe the Rekim Nachago. Now, the question arises, is Rekim Nachago in Eretz Yisrael or Rekim Nachago in Chutz Loretz? So most Rishonim say Rekim Nachago is... Most Rishonim say that Rekem Vechago is in Chutz Loretz. However, when the Ritva raises the question against Rashi, in Medinas Hayam, Pirush Rashi, the whole Chutz Loretz kore Medinas Hayam, the Bar Mimlov, the Loimire, the Imkei Ram Gamliel, Domar Hamayim, the Rekem Vechago, Mayos Elmeim, Abdiyo, Vadim, Chutz Loretz, Nil. Dimeratz Israel, we call out minutes of Shimon for an echo for them. We like to remember the Rekem Vechaga Meratz Israel in you. Elo shall we copy my Ligovel. We hit now. We like to remember the Rekem Vechaga Meratz Israel in you. Elo shall we copy my Ligovel. So, in other words, so the Ritva mentions the possibility of deterrence and discussion against Rashi. In other words, that we can say like Rashi, that even according to the Kame, any place, if a Shliach delivers it from any place, from Chutz Loretz, no matter how close it is, he has to say for Nechtu for Nechtu. But from Rekem Vechago not, because Rekem Vechago is Eretz Yisroel. Now, so he's Eretz Yisroel. We like to remember Rekem Vechago Eretz Yisroel Ninu. Elo, shall we kof shum el libovel. Now, if it's Eretz Yisroel, why does Ram Gamliel say that from Rekem Vechago you have to say for Nechtu for Nechtu? Because, I mean, there's discussed thesis. Because in Libovel we're not Kinnishit. and the Kedusha Rishenu is Kitchel and Shaykh of the Kitchel Zidlovay, and the Kedusha Shneo is Kitchel Zidlovay, Harbi Kochim Kopshel Mitzrayim and Kopshel Povel, so Rekim Mechago is comprised within those Kochim, so Mele doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so that's why it's called Chutz Loretz, but actually it's Eretz Yisrael. So you cannot say that. We like the name of the Rekim Mechago Eretz Yisrael and Elish and Kopshel Mitzrayim. We read Nana Mim get Eretz Yisrael, in Tzochlim von Echtam, Davke Beisa, Shekopshu, the Oma Bigmore, why can't we say that? The Mismuchei Sum Mikloyis Be'art Yisroel Klige, Mashma de Mechutz Lanz. Elo She'ein Smuchis, Be'aval Pi She'ein Shnikhei. So he says, that's no, it's not a conclusive riot, because you can say, true, that the Gemara talks of Smuchei Sum Mikloyis Be'art Yisroel, thus implying, that itself is Chutz La'aretz, but it's Mubla Be'at Yisrael. In other words, as the Miri says, it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael from three sides. And so one side is open to Chutz La'aretz, but on three sides it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. So it's Mashma, that this itself is Chutz La'aretz. Is Chutz La'aretz. Now, if this itself had been Chutz La'aretz, according to that pshat, so even Tanakami should say, that he is required to say Vonechta Vonechta, so he can answer that. Bavel Pishi Yeshli Trig Melema, the Bimischoi, the Bismuchei, so Mikloyis Leikar Eretz Yisrael Koma, the Aine Meisam Kochim Shekopshim, Mikol Mokim in Nire, Lechirek. So he says that it's not a Kantos Yifraye, we can say like Rashi, we can say like Rashi, that the Pshatim in Dines Hayam means Chutz Loretz. So even that the Kami agrees, that if Shliya delivers a get from Chutz Loretz Amish, that was not even Kofshei L'Mitzrayim, no matter how close it is, it can be Smuches to Eretz Yisrael, it can even be Mugloyes to Eretz Yisrael. But if it is Chutz Loretz Amish, that even the L'Mitzrayim will not give a, so even Tanekame agrees, that he has to say Vonechtel Vonechta. He has to say Vonechtel Vonechta. But Rekem Bechagor Tanekama holds, he doesn't have to say Vonechtel Vonechta. Because Rekem Bechagor and Kvaludim Lud, so, and Kvaludim and Kvaludim, so it's Kopshu El Mitzrayim, it's Kopshu El Mitzrayim, and Kopshu El Bobber. So Mele Tanekama holds, since it's Kopshu El Mitzrayim, So Mele, he doesn't have to say Vonechtel Vonechta. So to a certain extent, it is Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rambam says that even though that Kedusha Rishenu is Kishol Yishaito and Kishol Zibor, and Kedusha Shliyo is Kishol Yishaito and Kishol Zibor, Harbi Kochim Kofshol Mitzayim Kofshol Zibor, like Beishon. So Beishon does not have any Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But Ligabi other divin that are told in Eretz Yisrael, like Smichet, you cannot be maskech in Chutz Loretz, you have to be maskech in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin that kol mokim shekopshel Mitzrayim, aval pi shekopshel Bovel, like Beishon, you can be maskech. You can be maskech. As a matter of fact, I wrote about that. I mean about the taste of tobacco and about this thing in a certain territory. This is from, yes. All right, anyway. No, I don't want to look into it now. So there I discuss it. In other words, there are two things. There is Gushas Eretz Yisrael and there is the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Let's say, Ligabi Tumas Umayisrei, so that is Tomin Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh. So Mele, the Gdushe took effect through Kibush. The first Kibushe took effect through Kibush. And this Kibushe, the Kibushe that took effect through Kibush, so the Aloha is, it's Kishon Shaita or Kishon Zimbabwe. So with the Goles, Weinslishin, Chum Weinslishin, Goles Mchadnetza, so the Kibushe that took effect through Kibush, Yehoshua terminated. So the Kibushe was gone. But then, what is the meaning of Eretz Yisrael? The plain meaning, the literal meaning of Eretz Yisrael. The land of Yisrael. What does it mean, the land of Yisrael? Now, suppose Jews would buy certain territory in Argentina. It's like Baron Rothschild. So he had that dream. I mean, there'll be a settlement, a Jewish community in Argentina. And suppose they would buy a piece of land, a big piece of land, in Argentina or in any part of the world. So and the title would be vested in Jews. Would that give it a din of Eretz Yisrael? Has to show it. So in other words, Eretz Yisrael means, it doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu, and then from Avraham Avinu, from the Obes, he descended the Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. So true, in Eretz Yisrael there was a Chalukah. So every Shevet, as it is mentioned in Yeshua, so every Shevet got Yisrael, and then, in the Shevet itself, so there was another distribution among the various Bati Obes. So you, in Eretz Yisrael, acquired a certain piece of territory, a certain piece of land, in which he had private title. But how about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim went to Kol Yisrael. So to whom does it belong? It doesn't belong to Yehuda, it doesn't belong to the army. Yerushalayim went to Kol Yisrael. So to whom does it belong? So it doesn't belong to Jews. To whom does it belong? It belongs to Kol Yisrael. So even in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, that was Nishal Kol Yisrael. So side by side with the private title that a certain Jew of the head that belongs to a certain shape had in a specific piece of land, there was the collective title that was vested in Kol Yisrael. And you know about it. But in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, so that was distributed among the Shvatim and among the various Bati Obes. So there is an individual title also, individual title in a specific piece of land. But there is all of Eretz Yisrael is vested in Klal Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, there is no specific title of any specific Jew. But it's all vested in Eretz Yisrael. It's all vested in Eretz Yisrael. So anyway, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the fact that collective title is vested in Klal Yisrael. So that gives it a view of how we can Eretz Yisrael. With that we have the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not. The fact that Klal Yisrael has collective title in Eretz Yisrael. So in any way, that is enough to qualify it as a place where you can be master. You can be master with all the Gabriel Gabriel. You want to follow the Leda Miko. So the Allah is that the Yir HaKreivor, that is the beginning of the Yir HaKreivor, have to say, Yodeinu Loishof Vesadom Hazeh. But the Gabriel is only named in Eretz Yisrael. It's not named of its words. So that doesn't depend upon which is Eretz Yisrael, it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. So again, every mocking that the Mitzrayim war came, and even though the Bobel were not came, so the Kedusha Rishayno, was Poka, and the Kedusha Shlio was not realized, was not Kavanet, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael, it has, why? Because the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to the Matone Me'achadish Bo'o for that Roma Bino. So Memele, of course it goes without saying that the Bo'o Simchadnetzar or Bo'o Yisrael did not devise a diverse title that the Klal Yisrael had in Eretz Yisrael. So Memele is Shem Eretz Yisrael name. So but in Gabe, which is Atluiz Boretz, are based upon Kedusha. So Kedusha was Boretz. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael was not Boretz. Memele, so this is what the Ritva said, as a possible Teretz, on Rashi. And he doesn't agree with it. So he rejects Rashi's Piat. But the Ritva himself says, I've appreciated it regularly. Now, there is no riot from the Gemara that the Smuches and the Mugloi, that according to the Nekame, the Shliya doesn't have to say the one that one that. So, a chutz loretz. No, because according to Rashi, we have to say that if it's chutz loretz amish, it doesn't even have a shemel. So then even the Tanekame will agree that the Shliach has to say for the Achim. But Tanekame says, maybe the Rashi Achada and Kvaludim, Smuches and Mugloyes, that while the Bobel were not cave age, but they were Mitzrayim were age. So the Melech Tushas out of Israel is not. But the Shem out of Israel has.
So mele det nap mit der Jam. Mit der Jam is folk kultur mit mame. Det dos nate schemer. So den am dem Rio des. A famig mir rek nach hat. Hat du von der Hand. Na mele even though you do it is not good for us. But the and it has schemer well. But and so he also has to stay for that. And the Rebbe, but from the Mule is made that Mubloys, and that kind of a Mubloy, that the Shemel Tisroel itself, and Mubloy in the Trumim of Dujan the Tisroel. So, Rebbe, that is, even from such a place, we have to think for that. Whereas according to the Mechamel, and from the Mule, he doesn't have to think for that. So the Mitro himself gives a character, but the Mitro doesn't agree with us, Tisha. But if I should have to say that, what the Mitro says, appreciation. All right. Now you see that the real in the text of Mark von Kedoren says the track in the Hago is a very soil. The real yes. Rashi
itself,
yeah, okay, so there's no kasha. You call the Kutwar, it's because vis-a-vis Kdushe, so it's Kutwar. You see, as far as Kdushe is concerned, it's Kutwar. Yet, yeah, but he also means mocking mockers. I know. All right, okay. That I know. Then he's like the other machine, like Deisus. But the ritmo assumes that Rashi means not mocking mockers. Any chutzlaret, and the ritmo himself mentions the pasuk taret, but he considers it as a deich. All right. Now, the Tezus himself, in the Dibramas, Vashkol Kedorim says, the Prekim Lechagor, and Ashkolim, Alpha Meretz Yisrael. All right. Now, Chavdol Zareim Erachim, Mekvar Ludim Lulut, that means, Mugloyz, Vachachomim Emrim, and Yitzor Shihim Aru, Kone Nechum, Kone Nechtam, Ela Amevim, Vines Hayam, Aber mei bin in dieser Jahr, wie am Eilich. Mei bin in dieser Jahr means, in der Schmier, wenn du dir geht von Chutz Loretz. Mei lich means, the other way around. In der Schmier, wenn du dir geht von Erz Israel in Chutz Loretz. So, according to Rav Stam, of the Fishin in Yitzu in Mikaimei, so we understand it very well. And the Maskone of the Gemori is the team according to Rabbe, who says that the Tamil von Nechtam von Nechtam. Is because of the Shmo, but Rabbi is later on. So that's why I'm in the Sayam, Vamel, so she name up for an earth, up for an earth down. She moved up for an earth down. Rabshim Gamdila Ymer, Abim Agmunilag Munye means like Berlin. So there's an eastern zone and a western zone. So there are different governments, and they were marked. You couldn't immigrate from one zone of the same city to the other zone. So Mimele, there was no communication. So Mimele, you have to say for nechta for nechta. Rabbi Yehuda imei amirekem l'mizrach, l'rekem kimizrach. Mi'ashkel l'idorem, v'ashkel kidor. Mi'akom itzofen, v'akom kitzofen. So Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda mentions borders. So he says, from Rekem and eastward, Rekem included. So if Shlia brings a get from any place east of Rekem and Rekem included. So he has to say, Panechim from Nechtam. So that means that Rekem is the border, the eastern border. The Ashkelon Dorem. If Shlia brings a get from Tyus of Ashkelon and Ashkelon included. So he has to say for that when they have done the of Chutz Loretz. We have to look back what's up. We still have to look back what's north of Zako, Hako included. So then he has to say for that when they have done. But they are in the Rav Gyal Tzroel again. And they are in the Gyal Tzroel. And it's all she came out from an earth down. Or from an earth down. That it's a corner of from an earth down. Only applies to Vines Hayam, to Chutz Loretz. Apply to Eretz Yisrael. Why? So, First of all, in Eretz Yisrael, they are Kiryas Shmo, and then in Eretz Yisrael, they are always saving it to Yerika. But if the Baal comes and becomes set, he says, it's forged. So then the Eidim have to verify it. These Eidim, the signatories themselves, or other Eidim, or a Besdin that recognizes the signature of the Eidim, so they themselves authenticate the gift. Now it's in Rashi. Amiga de Sayyam, the Kong de Sayyam, the Kong de Kano, so Hashlech and the Vialenia, the timing for the Mor, who she has a bow, was a Shlech Loch, Rekin the Hago, Tavish and College of Boro, the Tavina, the Rekin the Hago, Abin Bahudim, she in Hutz Loris the Lut, she is Yukolo, the Emerald Israel, the Lord Forest Puktai, Hachomi made the Lord Forest, my mates, what I come to the Reish, but Minas Belt Israel, the Sayyam, not Munya, but Munya, the Lord Forest, the Rafa, the Lord Forest, the ומתחיל מזה על זה שאולים ליד מי יש לכנוס לחבק. ובדיוק אם נברך לנו מזרח מלאק מצבי אלפו מזרח אני נזיין. וכן כמעט שמידים עסקים מזרח אלו לא יגיע. ואז אם נברך את צורך ונפנח ופנח. וכן כולו אמרך למזרח של הצפוי וחוץ הלו. ויעשו ותראינו. ויעקו מצבינו. אבל why do you mention the borders, the western border? אבל מה יש על הצפוי ומצאו לגבו? שאלה הגודלו לגבו סיב ולגבו ים. ואולי לוחם הים הגודל. Ingi shall be there in Shabbal me ala shimu zuge Yizkai in the chayim ismao Yizkayim Yizkayim Simosom kosher Yizkayim lo be there in Yizkome kosher Yizkayim lishmo Yizkayim mitzui in tomi vekayim Ki da amirin am bigmore Bot in dinu in kvoz Now, here the Mishnah says that Hamevi get the Eretz Yisrael and it's all Shinim al-Konyach al-Konyach. The Yidei shall obey him is kind of Chesma. The Yidei shall obey him is his kind of Chesma. So that means only if the Baal contests it. The Baal is married. But if the Baal is not married, you don't have to say, Konyach al-Konyach. Now, the Rambam says, if an Ishe produces a get, so the Rambam passes in Pirkei Avot to Hadirashim, Haloche Bei, Poitzio get, Mitachas Yodo, Bei Omro Gerashli Bayu Bose, Harizu Nemenes, Vitinofi Bei, Apo Pishei Mikuya, Moshe Bea. In other words, that even though the most Shem holds that in any other star, without any hero by the Baldoko, so it requires kiyum. In other words, without kiyum, you cannot collect. Let's say suppose someone is made in Shtar al Goye. Woman is made in Shtar al Goye against Shimon. Now if Shimon is present, so Monefshah, if he's present, and if he doesn't talk, if he's staying in Zuyev, so then we have to be kind. If he's not staying in Zuyev, and he sees it, so that means there is no admission, there is a God's belief. So the Shiloh doesn't even come up. But suppose Reuben is made a Shtar Chayiv against Shimon, and Shimon is in the Zayah, he's not around. And he wants the best he should collect from the Mechosim of Shimon. So most Rishayim say that he has to be Mikar. He couldn't collect unless he's Mikar. So that's another shot. Mashainke, in get, even Misha produces the death. And Misha produces the death, so she doesn't have to bring in here to authenticate the get. The Chassidim say she doesn't have to do it. Why not? So as a matter of fact, Teisve says, "We shall wear in this kind of face mask. I will correspond with the bow in the array, and not learning the Teisve. I just want to mention the first line. I will correspond with the bow in the array. Misses out the other. We will tell him this way. We shall begin a kilo barab. So that means that death is an exception to the general rule. The general rule is that if somebody wants to collect with the shtar, shall he be involved in? So the best you will not collect unless the one who produces the shtar is the kindest thing, is the kindest. But without the kiyum, so then we are being misuyeh. And we are cheshish, maybe the shtar was forged. That's the general thing that applies to all shtars. But by that, the chachomim were made. We shall be in akel rabbi. So by that, if an isha produces a get, so best we will let her get married without being mikayim dey dey. Because we should be in akel rabbi. She can akel rabbi. This is the shita of the Rambam also. Except that the Rambam doesn't mention the reason. The Rambam doesn't mention the reason of the should be in akel rabbi. The Rambam just says, ויציא הגט את החסיודו, ויאמרו גירש לי בי ובזה, הרי זו נמנס, ותינוס את זה, אף אותי שאין לי. But he doesn't mention the time of the Bunakul Rabbah. But it's the same sheet, without mentioning the time of this. The Rambam discusses this thing with great length, with the Zion, with the Zereshim, Haloche, Chogimu, and Haloche Chodal. The Zion of the Zereshim, Haloche, Chogimu, and Haloche Chodal. So the Rambam says as follows. Koyishin osan yet in Mishke, v'yichta v'nechta v'poner, v'yom alo hariyat shmuchosi v'yiloche, ad bez v'yiloche, v'hem yamidu shliach, v'yitu lo get zeh, v'yizgar shvei, הרי זו נמנס לימה בפנים פון יחדו פון יחדה והם נדרים איסי ניס ניס נשייה ריפני לא כמיים הרבה כמיים הרבה so that's a mission at the end of the second period that חוקים לא איש עצמו את זה יוגידו so the Gemara has a kasha איש יום בחימות הגיע את זה יוגידו את גרשו so אום רבונה באים לו איס גרשו ביוגד נבזן פלאים יפלאים ויאמר לו, כמות איסוסו מסניך הארי, הווה שלי יאמר לו, הווה שלי יחלוכה, דמות איסוסו, וכמות איסוסו, הווה שלי יחלוכה, וכבור וכך, so, וכמות איסוסו, אדמות, וכמות איסוסו, הווה שלי יחלוכה, הווה שלי יחלוכה, so, סגרם במצאת, במה דבר נאמור, שישנו הבא אולי זה, אבו, מלוי תסלוך הרדל, אבו, מלוי ישנו הרדל, אלו נוסלונגיתו, והרי הגט ניצים תחסיותו, הם הצליחו לימר כלום, והרי דחסקס מגרשת. So when is she required, if the woman herself produces the get, delivers the get. So when is she required, see for the next time, if the Baal stipulated that for a certain time she should act in the capacity of the shliach. But if the Baal didn't make any stipulations, so then she became divorced by the mere handing over of the get from the other Baal and the Misha, so she doesn't have to say for Nechta for Nechta. Hoyu v'get she v'yote, kosov ki uchot, v'oedi mchzim mo, v'af al fi she'in onu makirin, ksav eiser eidi, v'lo in iskaye, en chay si she lo shem ezit for eiser. Without kiyum, so Besdin gives her a heter to get married. As long as she produces the get, that's the right. Sha'areinu mikalkel ez alatsu, ואי שאוהדים אחסות מועגת הרי כי משנח כאו ידוס המבזן עד שאוהי שומע לפי חוכנה מתאגד בחסקו של יתינוס ואיכי שישים שם את יוצא מזה כמו שנה מתאגד בחסק עסקו שער כי שיובי איזה ישליח עד שיער הרבה או יד שיובי ראיו שהוא מזוי אותו פוטו שינוחש לדבוג עם אילו וחייץ בהם, כך הולו מלוחש לגד שהתנבאו בפנינו, שמו ביטלי, מחתי רוסי, או שמו הידי מצוי עם חוסנו, והרינו כמצוי הפיתר, או שמו שלוי לשמו נכתב, וכשם שנחי ששם לזה וחייץ בהם, אלו נמדינה או חסקוסי, עד שנבודה שהוא בוטל, כך הוא נוחש לו לשפיח, ולא מישהו עצמו שהגט יצא מתחס יודו, שנגיל היו איסורים כדין המוס. The Rambam is unusually married. We study the Erech of the Rambam. To be married, it is always very brief. And very seldom does he give explanations and does he mention Kashir. And so it's here he mentioned the Kashir. And then he doesn't reformulate it in the standard form of Teisves. He came out with Shreimah, so he will be Shreimah. But in this Aloche, the Rambam has the Kashir, and the Rambam has the Kashir. So what is the Kashir that the Rambam has? How is it that get differs from all other shtores? In all other shtores there is aloha, that even a bala shtar, if someone produces a shtar, let's say a malve, Ruben is allegedly a malve, and he produces a shtar, and that shtar purports to say that Shimon borrowed from him $1,000, and he comes to Bezdin, and he wants, and Shimon, if Shimon is around, so money check. What does Shimon say? Either he admits or he contests. If he contests, so then he has to be kind of it. If he doesn't contest, then he's around, investing. So he admits. So there is a guy's body, so there is no problem. Nothing to consider. But suppose Ruben produces that star against Shimon. Shimon is in his arm, and he wants the best should collect, so best wouldn't collect unless Ruben will produce Aiden who will testify that they recognize, let's say, the chesimes of the chesimes. He has to be mikach. So that's, and the same thing applies to all shtars. Let's say, if Ruben produces a shtar matone or a shtar mechire, the chimen was transferred, gave him title in a certain piece of land. And he wants to recover that piece of land, and Shimon is not around. So again, Bezdin will not recover for him the piece of land unless Ruben will be the kind of shtar. So that's the general order. In other words, we are in change for Mizuyim. So get should be the same. In other words, that if an Isha produces a get, so Bezdin should tell the Isha until they produce witnesses who will testify that they recognize the alleged signatories, the signature of the alleged signatories, you cannot get married. Maybe you forged it. Why don't we say that? Why don't we apply the same aloche that we apply to all other shtores? So Teisve says that Kashe, and Teisve says it's a special book, because after all, the whole aloche that in Baldovo has to be kind of aiding before he recovers, before he collects. To best, Shaloi Bishmin Baldin, so then that's with the Rabbanon, with the Raise, we don't continue. So the main sense, it's only the Rabbanon, and with the Raise, we say, the Machsim Lashta, Nasi Klachtum, and some of the best. So the main way, vis-a-vis, Bishmin, so we should do that, kill the Rabbanon, Chachon, we want to be married. That's Tezvist there. But the Rambam is raising the same Kashe, but he doesn't give Tezvist there. And he gives another there. He says, that the halacha, that only by moment we have to be chayshe shmei mitzvah, but by get not. Why? Shein dinei o yisum to din amon. He says, "Uchayim shein chayshe shein ozer v'chayim tzibet, elo namideinu al chespos, ad shein voda shein vote, kach lo nochish lo yishriach lo yishatzmo, shaget yitzin tachas yodo, shein dinei o yisum to din amon." Alright. So what? So he doesn't give things with parents. We should be doing it for the Rambam. So what's the Pshat in the Rambam? Does anyone have the Rambam with somebody in the rest of the Rambam? Now the same question arises in connection with Shtashicho, because Shtashicho also, if Yishmiah delivers a Shtashicho, so he has been given as a lamb, so he has the same for Yishmiah. But if Shriach from Eretz Yisrael delivers the Shtashicho, to the time he does not have to say the Bonech Kuch Bonech Tam. So the Rambam says in Hilchas Avodim, only the Shliach delivers his Tashlich. So yes, the Bonech Kuch Bonech Tam. But if the Eved, the Tnai himself, produces his Tashlich, he doesn't have to be the Tnai. Don't you think that? Rambam says, let's advise it further, the Gemara. Perikvot Yuchas Avodim, Haloche... Haloche Hei, Vov, Zayin. So he says, Bishishit, Haloche Hei, Perikvot Yuchas Avodim, Haloche Hei, Bishishit Dvorim, Shobu Shechul Avodim Litvinoshi, Tu Vishol Dvorim Arim, Tu Vishol Kvashnoz. Ve'ilu Nashishu, Psulim Ba'achoy Shalakum, Mokshirim Bidakum, Mitzvir Ksim, Shemashach Ratzvei, ואם נכתוב לי מחובר, ויחיץ מידיים על זה לפני זה, איך עוד גיבי, איך עוד כתינושי, ואיך עוד שחרי עבודים, שובים ממי לחולמי. סודן מהלוך הזיים נסעז, וכיצע שובים ממי לחולמי, שהמי ויגן שיחו בארץ ישראל, עם צורך ליבה לפנך ולפנך תם, ובחוץ לארץ, אם מיני מצוי מכאנת, ויום השלי לפנך ולפנך תם, זהו קיימי, ובו עוד מביא ורחקי ממשליח מיני, כמי שבאה מבינושי, כשאים של איש עצמו מביא אותו, ונצריכו לקיימי, הולו והגט יצא מתחת שיודו, כך אוהבת ששתעשיך הולית מתחת שיודו, היא ניצורת לקיימי. וכשאים, שאולישו אומר, לפונחת ופונחת, אם נסנוע לאו כמו שבאנו קיימי, כך אוהבת שאי וגט ואים לפונחת ופונחת, נמר על יסעד דרך ונצורכי. So, the ראיבת is massive. Here in Perikvot Milchas Avodim, and the Rebbe says that if an Eved Tani produces Ishtar Shicho, and if it's not Mikuyem, so Beis Din will tell him, you cannot be considered as a Mishucher until you are Mikayim. And the same Asogi of the Rebbe is mentioned by the Rebbe in Perikvot Milchas Avodim. So he says, Oitzio get mitachas yodo v'yor omro, girashni bailo, bailo yose, harizu nemenes v'tinosite, afal pishayim Mikuyem. Moishe Be'ar. The Rambam says, so the Rebbe says, because of the Rebbe Zahar, Eimer Ani, she is Kayim Lechizmo, Afal Pishol Yotzo Lobir. What's the Pshat of the Rebbe? Because the Rebbe was bothered by the same Kasha that Jesus says, that the Rambam asks. By all Shtonas there is Aloche, that if the Shtar is not Mikuye, so Bez will not collect, because we are Chishish from Mizuye. So Mimele, by Get and by Shtar Shechol, the same thing. The Rebbe, to the Shittes Rebbe, and I'm the Raya to the Shittas Rambam and Shittas Atesis that get and Shittas Shichu are an exception is from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that if he's a Shliya believers, he gets from Eretz Yisroel, so he doesn't have to say Mifonechta, Mifonechta, and only the Baal is Me'ariya, then it requires Kiyum. But if the Baal, as long as the Baal is not Me'ariya, he doesn't require Kiyum. So that's the Raya from Teisves and the Rambam. So if a Shliach in Eretz Yisroel does not have to be Mikayim the Get, so when the Isha herself produces the Get, whether in Eretz Yisroel or in Chutz Loretz, he shouldn't have to be Mikayim the Get either. All right. So that's a Kashi of the Raya. It will discuss, I mean, the Shliach is Raya further in the Gemara. But anyway, so the Raya is Chil, and according to the Raya, there is no distinction between Shosh Torez on one hand and Getisho and Shtashich on the other hand. Different explanations. Teisves says the reason as to why Get is distinguished from other Shtores is because Mishim Din Akel Rabbono. But the Rambam says Shein Dinei Yisurin Kedina Amomenes. Now, what does it mean? Not a special kule because of Mishim Din Akel Rabbono, but Yisurin does not have the same din as Dinei Amomenes. So the Shittas Rambam is as follows. I mean, there's the plain pshat in the Rambam. Now, by Shtori Momen, so we say if the Ishe. If the Ishe, he produced, I'm not sorry. I mean, if the Malva, let's say, produces his star alvoy against the Levi, Shaloi Bifonov of the Levi, so Bezdin will tell the Malva, we are not going to collect your debt until you authenticate the Chsimese. You produce witnesses will testify that that's their handwriting, that's their Chsim. Otherwise, you cannot collect. And that applies to all shtoras. If a mecher, if a lekeach will produce ishtar mechire or ishtar matone from the mecher, so Bezdin will tell him, we were not going to recover that piece of land for you unless you are mikayim ishtar. But, so, that is if shaloi bifanov. Now, suppose it is bifanov. Suppose it is bifanov. Suppose the leve is in Bezdin. And the leve says mizuyim. The leve says mizuyim. Some mele, then he certainly cannot collect. Why? Because he's a baldobo. The Levi is a baldobo. He's an interested party. Some mele, he has the monies. Like all timers of baldobo. He has the monies. So if the malve produces a star halvoye against the Levi, bifonov, and the Levi says, this star was forged. The Edim never signed it. They were forged. So then the malve cannot collect unless two Edim come. And they testify that it wasn't forged, that they recognized the signature, that it wasn't forged. So, but if Edim do not mikayim the chsimus Edim, so then he cannot collect. Why? Because the Levi, the baldovo, has the monies. He has the monies to say mizuyev, because he's an interested party. So he has the monies. So mimele, even shaloi bifanav, the shita saramba mimele, even shaloi bifanav, there is a halacha of psach picholilin. In other words, that all the times that the baldovo could have presented in Bezdin, had he been around, if he's not around, if let's say the malve produces it against the yoshim of the leibe, or against the likuches of the leibe, and the emil v'bishtar is given from nechosim shebodi, so or against the leibe shaloi bifonov, so he's an ilin. Because he's not around. Maybe if he had been around, he would say, this star was his forged. So there is a law here of Psach Picholilein that Bezdin has to present all the possible claims that the Baldovo would have been Emon if he had presented it. Now, if the Baldovo had been around, the Levi, or the Meicher of Isodi, so he had been around, and he would have presented a claim that the shtar is forged, so then Bezdin wouldn't recover. So now that the Malve or the Lekeach presents it against the Leve, or against the Meicher, against the Neisen, Shalei Bifnei HaMeicher, Shalei Bifnei HaNeisen, Shalei Bifnei HaLeve, so Bezdin acts as his advocate, and because of the aloche of Psach Pichol Yilei, and Bezdin presents all the tainis that the Baldovo could have presented. That's the aloche of Psach Pichol Yilei. So Mimele, the aloche, so this is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, Shein dine yo yisun ki dine amomnes. This aloche of that shaloi bifonov, uyachin shishvo mizuyev, is based upon the aloche of Psach Pichol Yilei. Because if the Baldovo had been tein mizuyev, he would be never. So Mele, if the Baldovo is Shaloi Bifoneinu, and the Malve produces a shtar against the Levi Shaloi Bifonov, or suppose the Levi died, and then the Malve produces the shtar against the Yoshin, the children of the Levi, and they don't know whether it was forced or wasn't forced. How should they know? They are not informed as to everything that transpired in their father's lifetime. So the Yoshim are also Yomim. Or if the shtar is produced against the Likuches because he wants to be given from the Chosim Shibodim, the Likeya is not in the position to know. So then the Aloch is that Bezdin has to become the advocate of the Baldin, who is an Elaine, who is in the Gedel, in the Prina of an Elaine, because they don't know the facts. And Bezdin has to present all the times that the Baldovar, if he had been around, would have been Emon had he presented it. So Bezdin has to present the tainis. So it's based upon the aloche of Taninim. That's the reason. It's based upon the aloche of Taninim. It's based upon the aloche of Taninim. So when is a chayach to say Psach Pichol Yilein when there is a Baldovo? But yet there is no Baldovo. It is a Veheter. There is no aloche of Psach Pichol Yilein by Getisha. It is a Veheter. So me meile, this is what the Rambam means. She in dine yo yisurum ki dine hamamas. Because by moment there is a baldova. Me meile the baldova would be neemon. So even if it is produced, shall it be fnei baldova? So Besden has to fulfill the role of an advocate of the baldova. On the basis of the Xerzakos of Psachti Choliilem. And to present all the tainess that the baldova could have presented. Masheikim by get, there is no baldovar, and by shtashicho there is no baldovar either. Even though by shtashicho there is a kiyin momin also, and as far as the kiyin momin that the Odin has in the Eved, it's a monetary interest like any other the momin has, but the shtar, the purpose of the shtar is not to divest the Odin. Of the title, of the monetary interest. That is Mimele. The purpose of the shtar is to be mishacher the Eved. Mimele, the Eved gains something, gains a monetary interest, and the Odin loses a monetary interest. So Mimele, it's not Isurin. So the Odin cannot be considered as a baldom. The Odin cannot be considered as a baldom. This is what. I mean, this still has to be discussed. Bishleim by get, so the baal is not a baldova, but by shicho, so he should be considered as a baldova. So that's a kash. All right, that's a kash. But the Rambam says by get, the Rambam says shaget yitzim tachas yodo sheindine yo yisum kedine amonis. In other words, that's the Rambam's. Now Teisves does not say that. Teisves says that the reason is why. We are not cheshish from Mitzuye. By Getisho is because why doesn't Teisve say the Rambam stam? Why doesn't Teisve say the Rambam stam? Why doesn't Teisve mention the time of the Rambam? So it's mashma that according to Teisve Shite. We don't have to, the reason is why, by Shtore moment. So, the Besdin will not collect from the Leve, Shaloi Bifnei Aleve, or will not recover from the Meiche, from the Neisei, Shaloi Bifnei Ameiche, Shaloi Bifnei Aneisei, is not because of Psach Picholim, not because of Psach Picholim. But, as a matter of fact, you see, there is a Shitas Avishenim, that even by Shtar Alvoye, Besdin is, when the Malve is Meitzi, is Shtar Alvoye against the Leve, shall be fun of. So Besdin is not in Mizuye. That's the Shite of the Ring Suez. Teisves here says that Besdin is in Mizuye. If the Malve is Meitzi, is Shtar Alvoye against the Leve, shall be fun of. But the Shite of the Ring Suez is that Besdin is not in Mizuye. By Shtar Alvoye. Now, why not? So Perua Besniste, but Mizuyev not. Why Perua yes? Because of the Aloch of Psach Picholile. And since the Baldovar himself, the Levi himself, would be Nemon to be taken Perua, so Mimele Besniste in Perua on behalf of the Levi. On behalf of the Levi. But Mizuyev Besn is not him. Why not? Because Mizuyev is a Milsed Lishriche. In other words, so that means the aloha of Psach Pichol Ilem applies only to something that is shriach. Piroin is shriach. It's very shriach. I mean, every chayv has to be paid. So that's the natural thing. That's the regular thing. So b'meile bezdin is staying mizu porua on behalf of the leiv shalim fono, or on behalf of the yoshi, or on behalf of the rukiach. Because piroin is a tiny shriach. Masheim ke mizuyev is a tiny little shriach. So a tiny little shriach. Besdin is nothing. So there is no aloche of Psach Pichol Ilem in connection with something that is Oishlech. So that's the shit of the Ri. Now, Teisves, so the Ri holds that even Ishtori Momen, so we are not Cheshish for Mizuyev. Why? Because we don't apply the aloche of Psach Pichol Ilem. We don't apply the aloche of Psach Pichol Ilem because it's a time of Oishlech. That's the shit of the Ri. Now, Teisves here in Gittin is Chelek and the Ri. And he says, I will be momentanina mizuyev in front of him saying what he has. dem Leuten, ich habe das keine Kobelje, ich habe nicht gelohnt, ich habe nicht mehr mehr gelacht, ich habe nicht 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 mehr gelacht. So, this was the reason why this was here in Gittenholz, that Besden were not collected from the Leibes, ich habe nicht mehr von Yoshin. From Yoshin is not because Besden is staying with me. True, this is here in Washington, that's an expression. But it's not on the basis of Pesach Picholilem. But this is shita here is because of the Shachkes Chaim Lecho Berye, in order to avoid the situation that every unscrupulous person will be able to take advantage of a nice person by simply forging the star, and then he'll produce it in Besden, and then shall it be fun off, and then Besden will collect. So in order to avoid this unfavorable situation of that's called the Shavkes Chaim Lecho Berye, so the Chachomim Omi Sakei, the true indeed that Midraise, there is Aloche of Eidi Machsum Malashta Nasek Mishinach Tirodis on the Besden. How is it that when somebody produces a star, we don't investigate? If Eidim testify in Besden orally, so then there is a loch over the Rashba Bechakato, all right, the Chachomim on Misaki, that the Nemomenes do not require Trishyoch Tire. But with the Raisi, even the Nemomenes require Trishyoch Tire. And by Shtar, the Besden doesn't do anything. They don't investigate, they don't ask any questions, they just look at the Shtar and they act on it. So that's because of the Aloche of Eidim Achsum Mola Shtar, Nasim Yachlis in Besen. That's the Aloche, that's the Xer Sakosuf of Shtoreraye, of Xeib Bisev Yom Chasei, the Posik Yom Yom. In other words, that there is such a Raye of Shtores. So the fact that the Baal Ashtar, let's say, a Malve, a Likeach, a Mikabo Matone, produces a Shtar, so that's a Raye, that everything was done Kedas V'Kedim. And we don't have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe it was forged. Maybe they did more puzzle. Maybe they were craving. I mean, there are so many different psulim that could have puzzled the star. How is it that Besden, when it sees a star produced, Besden acts on it? The answer is that's the aloche of Eidim Achsum Lashtar, Nazim Shnachter is Besden, without him. So the Chadet Midraise, so Midrabonon, the Chachomim or Misaki, because of the Shachkes Chaim Lecho Berye, in order to eliminate an opportunity, in order to preclude an opportunity to an unscrupulous person to take advantage of a nice man by all kinds of dishonest practices, forging the star and everything, the Chachomim Omi Sakei, that while Midraise, there is Aloche of Eidim Achsum Mashtar, Nasek Midachlis Mibesn, without Kiyum Mashtar, but with the Rabbonon, when can we say Nazik Mishnachtur is Mibesn? Only if the Shtar is Mikuyem. But until it is Mikuyem, until the Shtar is authenticated, what does Kiyom mean? Kiyom is really the counterpart of notarizing. You know, certain documents have to be notarized. What is the purpose of a notary public notarizing the document? He attests to the fact that this is the signature of that person. Otherwise, you could think maybe somebody else put his name. So the notary public attests it. So Kiyum is really the counterpart of notarization. In other words, he authenticates, he verifies that this is the genuine signature of the alleged signatory. So in other words, so Midraise, even without Kiyum. So we say, Eidi Machsum Lashta, Nasek Yishnachkor Yisem Ebezden. But with the Rabbonon, we do not say Nachkor Yisem Ebezden until the Shtar is Niskaya. So that means if the Shtar is not Niskaya, so we don't have the Bureau of Shtoreses yet. So Mele, Teisve says the Kashe, since it's not on the basis of Psach Picholim, but it's on the basis of a special Takone, that with the Rabbonon we do not say, Eidi Machsum Lashta, Nasek Yishnachkor, until it is Niskayim, until there is Kiyum, so Memele, the Bureau of Shtores is not completed without Kiyum. So the same thing should be true about Getisha too. If an Isha comes to Bezden, she produces a get, and in that get it's mentioned that her husband, Yosef ben Shimon, divorced her later. So how can Bezden allow her to get married? Maybe she forged it. The answer is, there is a law how to do Masum Ashtal Ashtal Hussein Bezen. But with Rabbanon, there is a Dakone, that it's only considered Nachkorizm Bezen after Kiyum. But until Kiyum, it's not considered Nachkorizm Bezen. So Bezen should not be allowed to give her a heter to get married until she authenticates the Shteget. So Teisa says, Mishin Gunikul Rabbanon. So that Dakone, that it's not Nachkorizm Bezen until it is Niskayim the Shtar, does not apply to that. You see, so that's the machleket between Teisves and Rambam. According to Teisves, the reason is why by Shtori Momen, so we must have Kiyum Shalom Fonov, is because of the Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilem. And according to the Rambam, because of Psach Pichol Ilem. So Mimele, the Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilem is only Shayach in Momen, where there is a Baldovo. But by Ger, that's Yisurim. There is no shayches of Baldovo of Psach Picholile, of Taninan, to the Baldovo. Why Bashta Shicho? All right, that's another question. We'll discuss it later. But that is the Shinas Rambam. But Teisves Shita is that the reason is why Bashtore Momen. So we require Kiyum Shaloi Bifono is not because of Psach Picholile. The Aloha of Psach Picholile doesn't apply for the same reason that the B'ri in Tzure says that it doesn't apply. Why? Because Mizuyev is Tanya Loi Shriche. So the Teisves here in Itno Zebris, that Psach Pichol Ilem applies only to Tanya Loi Shriche. But it doesn't apply to Tanya Loi Shriche. But there is a special takone because of the Shavkes Chaim Lechol Berye, that until the Shtar is Niskayim, it's not Nechke Loi Dresom Bebezni. So Mimele, the same takone should apply to get Isha too. So Teisves says, Mishum Ipune, Akilo Berabah. All right, now. Now, why is it Bashtar Shichol? So that's another question. I mean, it's not mistaber to say that by an Eved, that an Odin is not considered Baldova. After all, an Odin has a Kinyan Momen in addition to the Kinyan Nisa. So from the point of view of the Kinyan Momen, with the Kinyan Momen, so it should be considered a Baldova. All right, that's a kash. We'll discuss it. Now, the first thesis is, Hamei beget, Aval Gavdil Shtor Shtores, Aber gab nicht so stor ist beim nach der Korrege. Geht die Knan, was soll ja in dem Gesicht mal geht mit die Leon. Weil er so stor ist, weil ich Kabel nahm mit Tanja beginnen geht die. Von so so geht die Mama. So why? So not the words. So get is not the name for it was. Get is any star. So why? And here the mission is referring to a divorce, not to an ordinary star. So the Mishnah should say Getisho, not Get. So we come came lo yitzrach neforish kan Getisho. Mishin brei became the sicha diktonik Get stam ayrim Getisho. Uma shene yagim nichte. Yud vei shur is biget. Eme rab netam. Mishin biget gematri yud vei. Virisho ma bishim rabai koyen. Ufshim rabin usadye. Mishin dirsiv. Sefer Christus. כשיר יבי שיטין המפסיקים מן הבוח ומשסיבתיו, כדאום אבו בסרה שצורך להניח הבו שיטין בכל ספר וספר, והפסק שבין וידבר למשנתיו, לא חושב שאין אלא חיזה ושאין מה שלמה היו. So, two time I mentioned. One is because get gematria yuvais. Get gematria yuvais. And then he says in the name of Rabbi Goyen, Rav Sadi Goyen, that because the Torah says Sefer Christus, so Mele it has to be analogous, the Tzure has to bear an analogy to the Tzure of the Sefer Torah. And in the Sefer Torah, so we have Yudvei Shittin of Hefsek, between the various Chumashim, the various Svarim. Actually we have more than Yudvei Shittin. In other words, we have 16 Shittin, but because the Abo Shittin between Bamidbar and Dvorim, that is not count. All right, that's a smach. It's not that Al-Pedin that we require. Because first of all, there is no such aloche that get has to conform to the dinim of Sivatam. Even those aloches that are aloches in the Ksiva Sivatoa itself do not apply to get. würde bleiben geht. Aber es kann man auch mal das. It's not even a loche in der Xivas in der Tora. This is a loche in der Hefsek, in der blank space that has to be left between one Chumash and another. So that certainly doesn't apply to get, Mr. Rabbi. But that is because the Torah calls it Sefer Chrisus, so the Minek was adapted. So the Minek was adapted that it should bear an analogy in its Tzure to the Tzure of the Sefer Torah in the number of Shures, of Shites, of Hefsek between the various ones. So that's the term for the Minek. That's the term for the Minek. Now, all right, so this you understand. What's the pshat? Rabbi Tam. Tam says, "Mashal yagi, lichtei, yudvei shuris beget, eber Rabbi Tam, mishum beget gematria yudveis." So what is that? What kind of an explanation is that? Just because get is gematria yudveis? Well, I mean, that's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that get is gematria yudveis. So because of that, so we should adapt a certain chumra yudveishes because the gematria happens to be yudveis. But I think that the plain pshat in Rabbi Tam is Rabbi Tam will agree with the Tam of Rabbi Goy and Rav Sadik. After all, I mean, they are the gaining money. So they came before Rabbi Tam and they mentioned the Tam. I mean, so they probably had a kabbalah that this is the reason. Why should Rabbi Tam reject the Tam, which is very reasonable, I mean, as ismach. I mean, it's not a din, as ismach. So why should Rabbi Tam reject that Tam and mention other Tam? I mean, that just because the gematria of get is yudveis doesn't even make sense. I think that Rabbi Tam is saying that not, Rabbi Tam is not saying, as it is usually understood, that because get is gematria yudveis, that's why we have to have yudveis shores. Why was the term get applied? After all, I mean, there's a lot of discussion. What kind of a word is it, get, anyway? What kind of words? There's a lot of discussion in that. Various explanations are being given as to the meaning and the origin of the word get. Now, some say that in Aramaic, in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, so gate means separate. Set up, separate. Pull away. In other words, it is the same word in Aramaic like gut, gut yogurt. What it means gut yogurt? Either I pull or you pull. In other words, when one person pulls away from the other. So then he separates from the other. In other words, if two people are bound. So then, and so, how do you separate from? By pulling away. So that's the expression good. So it's gimel vov dalet. And in Aramaic, so it can be mischalek between good and good. And there is, we find a certain lashon in Yerushalmi, gat here means separate. So that's one explanation. That's one explanation. Another explanation that is given by Rishayim as to the origin of the term get, because it's a difficult word, I mean. What does it mean, get? What's its origin? He said, there is the Kolbe, I think, says, that the Chachomim coined that expression because we don't find in Tanakh these two letters coming together. Let's say, Aleph and Beis. So we find when it's Av. So we have these two letters coming together. But Gimel and Tes coming together, we don't find in Tanakh, in any single word. In other words, that means that Gimel and Tes, there is total separation. I mean, we do not find a match of Gimel and Tes. So what does get mean? Get means that's the shtar that separates, that is kere, is the relationship between husband and wife. So mele the chachomim adapted that word, gimel tes, because gimel tes, between a gimel and a tes, we don't find any connection in any word in the Tanakh. All right, that's another explanation. So the question arose, why did the Chachomim adapt, coin this word, get? So apparently, I think this is what Rabbi Tam meant. Rabbi Tam didn't mean, you know, I mean, because that sounds like, you know, like a drat. All right. So it's not based upon aloha, this. So he says, we should get gematria yudveis. Get gematria yudveis. So because of that, we have to have yudveis shittin. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I'll be aloha. But Rav Natan was trying to explain, like many other rishonim, the origin of the word get. So Rav Natan says, Rav Natan had in mind Rabbi Goyen and Rav Sadi Goyen's pshat. Rabbi Goyen and Rav Sadi Goyen's pshat. The reason as to why we have to have yudvei shittes, what's the smach, because it's a krisis. So memele, the gdeli yisroel, the kadmeinim, I mean, it's not mentioned in the Chazal, but this practice existed in the time of Rav Sadi Goyen, you see, and long before Rav Sadi Goyen. So the gdeli yisroel, the kadmeinim, decided, because of Sefer Krisis, that there should be a resemblance between the Tzure of Yisifat Torah and the Tzure of Iget. So since in Yisifat Torah we have Yudvei Shittes in the blank space that are mafzik between one Chumash and another, so because of that, so the Kadmeini Mo Misakein Eftach Zemesatam, that Get should also have Yudvei Shittes. So Mele, so Amtam agrees with that. So that is itak. So Rav Natan says that this minik dates back from Chazal. This is what Rav Natan is mechadish. As a matter of fact, the Ashites and the Ramo Paskins that accept Moki Migune. So we cannot be matir a woman who got a get that does not have exactly adventures. Only be Moki Migune who are matir. So in other words, so why should we machmir like that? Only be mokim igune. In other words, if the circumstances are such that if we'll require the husband to give another get, so then she'll never be able to get married. So then it's all right. But if it's possible, you know, to be misader another get, which person is not allowed to give a heter to the woman who received the get that is perfect without any flaw, except that it doesn't have been issues. I mean, why should we machmir? Apparently, There was a shite, that this minhag, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara in any place, it's not mentioned in Yerushalmi, it's not mentioned in the Sefte, but that practice prevailed in the time of the first Geinim, so Rav Natan felt that this minhag, this practice, dates back to Yimei Chazal, to the days of the Tanoim. So, and what is the raya? So the explanation is, and they were not, you know, there is the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamre that Bez Nagodl can be Gezer and Zere and can be Misakin and Takone and can be Mani Geminek. There are certain things that Bez was not Misakin, but they were Mani, they just introduced a certain practice. Now let's say Rish Chedesh, Halal Rish Chedesh is a Minek from Chazal. That means that Chazal never wore misakin that on Rish Chedesh you have to recite the Hallel, but they introduced that meaning without being misakin. So it seems that the Arishenim who held that this minik, it's not a Takonis Chachomim. If it had been a Takonis Chachomim, then the Gemara would mention it. How is it possible that Chachomim should be misakin a Takone and not mention it? But if it's a minik that the Tanoim or Rishenim, introduced that every get should have yudvei shores. So why were the Chachomim manik that minek? Because the Torah says if a krisus, so the Chachomim were manik that minek, introduced that practice that the get should bear resemblance in tzure to Yisrael. So because of that, the Chachomim coined the term get, the Chachomim, coined the term get, because it has no mini-get. What, you see, according to one sheet of Rishonim, so get was coined by the Chachomim because we don't find in Tanakh these two letters coming together. So to symbolize an absolute period and separation between husband and wife, so they coined a new word. So the Chachomim coined a new word. You see from the cowboy that the Chachomim coined that new word. So Ramtam also holds that the Chachamim coined that new word. Why? Because that practice of having Yudvei Shuris in a get is older than this word get. And because, so why did they coin the term get? Because the gematria of get is Yudvei. And since there is a practice from Davis of Rishayim that a get should have Yudvei Shuris, so mainly they coined that word for it. I think that's the pshat of it. All right, we'll leave it here. We have to go by the taste list in Knesset Yam. Hodol inokata maybe get mechutz loretz, ki tonet mit more. So Rashi says, lefipashte. We can read in Rashi also taste list shite. But lefipashte, so Rashi says, that Knesset Yam means chutz loretz. But Teisha says the kashe, why doesn't it say chutz loretz? Kitone bigmora may be get this finish made the Chutzloretz, which is the Chutzloretz, and the Mashma call Chutzloretz. I feel like I'm the Chavim. The Roche Noka Bidnes Ayam, the Mashma Roche. My Yisho Shalom Bayo Bidnes Ayam. Och me paratuch of the Plain New Plain. The whole Chum Bidnes Ayam. La Puki Rekem the Chago, the Polito Ram Yam. So according to Teisves, Bidnes Ayam means Chutzloretz Roche. La Puki Rekem the Chago, even though it's Chutzloretz. So, but it is not rochek. He doesn't have to say panechta panechta. So Ram Gamliel says that even by smuchi, chutz loretz. If a shliach believes he get from chutz loretz, smuchim, even from smuchim chutz loretz, he also has to say panechta. But according to Tanakame, only chutz loretz rochek he has to say panechta panechta. All right. Afa maybe mirek. Mashma de Berekem Dorim Bo Yisroel. So it appears from this Mishneh, since the Mishneh is talking of a case of a Shliya delivering the get from Rekem, so obviously in Rekem there are Jews. Otherwise the Mishneh wouldn't mention it. Behold, it now feel Damani Kolaksom, Imaboy Mirekem Teiri. We rebuke the Mitami, Nishin Gerim Vitei. So Tanakame says, now, a kesem of inochris, of a goye, is not mitame. So if, let's say, we have some from rekem, so they're not mitame. Because the ksomim, obviously, from nochrios. So we see that there are no Jews in rekem. And even according to Rabbi Yude, so what kind of Jews do we have? Jews who do not observe anything. So, Haimu Mishum, but from this Mishnah it seems that they are Jews who observe too. In other words, that they sent to get. Haimu Mishum, Iksom, Imanim Tzoyim Shom, David Kechovim, Yisroel Matzlim Kismei. So it's not the pshat that Mirekim there are no Jews, they are Jews. But we cannot attribute Iksomim to the Jews. To the Israelis, because Machmasnias, they don't leave it exposed. Now here, the kesem was found on a beged that was left open, accessible to everybody, so it must have been left by a woman who does not observe tznias. So it's not by the Jews of Rekem, so it's by the goyis of Rekem. But in Achname, they are Jews in Rekem. We review them in Tame, Nirale, they son shenea gintiras evi kechobim em geri vitei uleilam Yisroel namedorim. And Rabbi Yude says, no, Rabbi Yude is also made it, that there are many Jews who observe the Torah, but there are certain Jews who deport themselves completely like goy, completely assimilated. But they are, and these assimilated Jews, they don't comply with its tznias of Bnei Yisrael, so they leave the ksamim accessible to everybody. So mele, it's possible that this kesem was from a Jewish woman who deports himself like a goye, but since he's Jewish, so mele, it is mitam. All right. So there is no kashet, but there are many Jews in Rekem. But we couldn't attribute examining to the Jews because they will not leave it open, accessible to everyone. All right, now.
Isn't there a club in the system?
Yeah, all right. It's a good question, I mean. So, what is it? I mean, is it a machlikes in mitzies? In other words, whether those who deport themselves like goyim are Jews or not Jews? What is it? I mean, in mitzies is what it is. I mean, sometimes we do find the machlikes in mitzies, but it's very seldom that we find the machlikes in mitzies, and especially this kind of mitzies. I mean, this can be verified. I mean, who are they? Are they Jews or are they who are assimilated or are they goyim? Now, there is Rashi. What does it mean when the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda says, "Inide mitamim pnei shem geirim v'toyim"? What does it mean, geirim v'toyim? What does it mean, toyim? So there is two different pshatim in Rashi. Rashi, inide. Shengeirim, vidomum tomei, vitei, sheimatznin es kismei. So Rashi Nide is in forage. What does it mean, vitei? Vitei, in other words, they are so ignorant, and sheimatznin es kismei, that they don't even know, they're not even conscious that there are certain norms of tznias to which a human being is to adhere. I mean, they are not conscious. In the sense they're not conscious of tznias to which they have to adhere. In other words, if they had been conscious, so they wouldn't leave the ksomim accessible to everybody, but they're so assimilated with the goyim that they don't know of any tznias. That's the pshat of toy. This is Rashi in Yidin. Rashi in Burakame. Daf lamed ches on the base, so the Mishnah is cited there. Rabbi Yehuda mitamei, mipnei shein rubon geirim, mipnei shein, so, merubon geirim, vidomo mitamei, uchi Yisroel hei, elo shein tei, vinei agim lichukis anochim, varein Yisroel momen. In other words, so where is Rashi Nide explains they in the sense they don't know of any tznias on the male. They are very likely to leave the ksomim exposed and accessible to everybody. Rashi will come explain they, in other words, they are so ignorant. So they deport themselves like goyim, and they worship Avedizore, Videya Gimbi, Bihukis Anochi, Bahrain Kis Ol Mumer. So it doesn't mean chukis anochim, let's say other avirets, the yid chazer, because then he wouldn't say varein ki Yisroel mumer. Yisroel mumer, in mumer avrizore is a mumer. So Rashi means they are ibid avrizore machmas ignorance. That's what he means. Now, and the Rashi in Bovakame, so in explaining the Tanekame, who says, kol aksomim aboyim rekem teirim. So Rashi says, "Iyo sherubo nochri, vidam nochris toya midraise. Tichsiv daber od neYisrael ishokisazgiya biyodo. Vas Yisrael mitame bileide uvenide veloy nochris. V'yafal gav the rabbon gozalim shekizom al kismei loy gozo. Tok somim the Yisrael gufay midrabbon midu. Midraise dam yezivo v'psoksi shetereyo migufo veloy shetimseyo bibigdo. V'afil roa somigufo amgunem sechasni shloy gozal dam nochris tumel bidelach. All right." So, Rashi says, in explaining the Tanekame, Rashi says, that they call it Tanekame, it's in Yosher Ubenoch. In explaining Rav Yehuda, he says, Rav Yehuda mitamei mipnei shehein rubon geirim. Mipnei shehein rubon geirim. So, Rashi says that there is a machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Yehuda, whether they are rubon Israelim or rubon geirim. So, now, according to Rashi, that Rashi says, teim means they are teim, they don't comply with sneers. So Rashi Nida does not say there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether in Rekem, so it's Rubom Yisraelim or Rubom Noch. So it would be that according to Rashi's Pshat Nida, there is no machlekes in the Mitzies. It's Rubom Noch, as the Tanakam says. But Rabbi Yehuda says, true, it's Rubom Noch, but there is a mute. They have the number of apparent goyim who are really Jews. True, they are a mute, but it's a substantial mute. There are a number of assimilated Jews who look like goyim, who deport themselves like goyim. Mimele, they don't hide their ksomim. So the question is, according to Rashi Nide, the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is not the machlekes in Mitzias. Not the machlekes in Mitzias. But the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is as to whether we have to be cheshish. So Tanekame says, in as much as Rubon is Nochrim, some mele, too, there is a mute of assimilated Jews who are capable of exposing their Ksomim, but we don't have to be cheshish. Mashein Ki Rav Yehuda says, since there is a substantial mute, a number of assimilated Jews who can be expected to abandon their ksomim like hefker, expose it to everybody, so maybe we have to be cheshish. So it's not the machlekes mitzvos. That's the Rashi. But the question is, Rashi will come in. So Rashi will come in connection with the Tanakami, he says that Rekem is a near Sheru Benochri. In connection with Rabbi Yehuda, he says it's an ear sherubon geirim. So, what is it? The machlekes mitzias? I mean, didn't the Chachamim know whether rubon are Yisraelim, born Yisraeli, or rubon are geirim? So that's very special. Now, I heard from a son of Moshe a very remarkable pshat that it's not a machlekes. It's not a machlekes in mitzias, but it's a machlekes in Edim. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesfes in Yevomis. Now, when a girl is Mizgaya, so he has to undergo Milet, Vil, and Kabbalah Smithfes. So Tesfes, she takes that Kabbalah Smithfes is Meakim. In other words, if someone will go through Milet and Tvilet and will not be Mikabbalah Smithfes, so the Gerus is null and void, as if it didn't happen. On the contrary, Tesfes, she takes Yevomis is that Kabbalah Smithfes.